My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, that's Andrew Berry back in June. As we get ready, Cleveland Browns football begins in earnest today down at the Greenbrier. We played the waltz to start the show.
How could you miss it?
I wouldn't call today unbridled enthusiasm from the Browns fans, because it's not up here in Northeast Ohio, but I do feel like this is one of those benchmark days. First day of training camp, news starting to come out. We got the news yesterday about Nick Chubb on the PUP list. But I think a lot of that was expected. I mean, Daryl Ryder came on here the end of last week and said, yeah, he's going to be on the PUP list most likely to start the season. So it wasn't like this was shocking terms of a development.
I think the moment he got hurt last year, week two in Pittsburgh, it would have been shocking. Knowing how bad that injury was just by watching it, it would have been shocking for him to not be on the PUP list to start this season. Like, that would have been a stunning, miraculous recovery from that gruesome injury. So this is, I think, one of the most expected things about the Browns.
We've got Mary Kay Cabot, who is going to join us live from West Virginia in about 20 minutes. So we'll ask her. But I asked going into the break, the expectations for your team this year, how much of that is impacted by the status of Nick Chubb? Like, if I were to tell you today, Danny Cunningham, who's in for Ken Carmen, if I told you, we'll go around the room, if I told you that Nick Chubb will be 90% of Nick Chubb when he sees the field again, or even if it's a ramp up and it takes a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say by the middle of October, Nick Chubb is back to doing Nick Chubb things to a 90%.
So like he's 90% of what he was last year, two years ago.
Are you changing the win total for the Browns? Are you changing where they're going to go this year?
I feel better about them. I do, because with how gruesome that injury was, and I don't want to be the guy that doubts Nick Chubb, and I'm not, and that's not what I'm trying to say here, but I think it's a little unfair to expect Nick Chubb to be the same guy that he was before this injury. Like, that injury was really nasty. It's not the first time he's had an injury like that. I think it's an unfair expectation. But if he exceeds my expectations, I feel so much better about the Browns, because he instantly becomes, no doubt about it, their best player on offense again. And I have doubts as to whether or not he will be that guy. But if he's their best player on offense because he's very close to what pre-injury Nick Chubb was, yeah, I think you should feel better about this football team.
So better than Watson, even though this offense is going to be tailored around Watson.
Oh, I don't think Watson's even the second best player. Like, Amari Cooper's the second best offensive player they have. Deshaun Watson has had flashes where he's looked really good, and there have been throws that he has made in a vacuum that you can point to and say, that guy, he's still in there somewhere. while he's been in Cleveland, he's not been the best or second best. He might not even have been the third best offensive skill player, because that's not even talking about Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller. Like, Deshaun Watson, I think you could make an argument Deshaun Watson has not been a top five Browns offensive player. I think that's a very real argument you could make.
All right, Owen, writing that question down for tomorrow. Owen, go ahead.
You're welcome. Does it generating content over here.
Does his status, Nick Chubb, impact on where you think this team is going this year?
I do think it depends on how they've performed up to that point. If it's mid-October and he's at 90%, now are we saying he returns at that, or he's
I'm giving us some time. I don't think they're going to make him the total ball carrier extraordinaire. Right. Like, I think,
I think if they are behind the eight ball, it's asking a lot for him to come in and be the guy that changes the way the offense is running. I do think if they are on track, or, a 500 team, a little above 500, and you need a closeout guy, I would feel comfortable with a 90% Nick Chubb, because he's one of the ultimate closers in the NFL. Being able to just hand him the ball and know that it's protected, save one game against New England a couple of years ago. He's protecting the ball, and he's getting downhill running that results in first downs.
I mean, I've seen some people opine that he's not going to be a bell cow back all year, or maybe ever again, that this is going to be running back by committee. Well, if it's running back by committee, then he's not Nick Chubb, because there's no way you're giving his carries away if he's real Nick Chubb.
Well, I think you have to protect him a little bit, because you want him to be Nick Chubb as long as he can be Nick Chubb. And I think if he's a bell cow back, that window shortens. I think it closes a little bit.
Now, you think he's going to be here beyond this season?
I think it's more likely Nick Chubb is with the Browns next season than Amari Cooper is with the Browns next season. I think it's more likely he's back next year than Amari Cooper. I think it's going to depend on how this year goes. And I think that injury puts a really big cloud over it. But I think it's easier for me to see him with the Browns next year and beyond than Amari Cooper.
Wow, because, I mean, imagine if he has a great season. Imagine if by the end of the year, even if the production numbers aren't the same because of a slow start, or he's held out, or it's a load management situation with him, if he looks like Nick Chubb by the end of the season.
4.6 yards per carry.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, he's always been five.
Right.
I mean, he's always been over five. If that's the case, then, man, he's going to command a contract.
Yeah.
He's going to command a huge contract, and he's going to have – there's going to be some people kind of reexamining, how they feel about that.
Right, and I also wonder if the Browns could franchise tag him.
It's a
possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's running back, so it's not like pass rusher or quarterback, but...
Well, it's running back, and it's a one-year commitment, and I think that is something that could be a very real possibility to keep him around.
Mitch,
but I think it's much more likely he's back next year than Amari Cooper.
Mitch, does it change your projection on the Cleveland Browns?
Well, first off, I agree with Owen. I mean, at 90%, Nick Chubb is better than a lot of running backs in the NFL. And in terms of whether or not it changes the offense, it's going to depend on not only where the team is, but where Watson is this year. Obviously, we're trying to ramp Watson back up just as much as Chubb is. But if you can get the offense more pass-heavy and more pass-involved once you get to the midway point of the year, then you won't have to go back and rely on Chubb as much, which helps. But I don't know. I'm still kind of seeing multiple options here.
So I said,
if he's the closer, we're in a good spot.
Yeah,
you are in a good spot. It's interesting. Like, would Vegas change it? I always bring up Vegas because it takes a lot for them to change a win total. It's almost always based on quarterback, defensive talent overall, but like one player here or there, and how many games too. Like, point spreads don't change for whether or not a running back is in a game or not. They just really don't. It is amazing how that works. And even oftentimes wide receivers, like, even as important as we talk about those positions being, it doesn't really change things. And as far as an outlook for the Browns, what is their total on the year anyway? Were they
8.5? They're at 8.5, but the over is pretty juiced.
Yeah,
like, it's minus 138. So the books expect them to go 9-8.
And I think everybody in Cleveland is picking them to win. This is probably why Vegas always loves doing this, because they know they've got fans in Cleveland who are all going to take the over.
Yeah.
But you feel like, you know, just from an injury standpoint, like you're not going to have the injury bad luck that you had last year at some key positions.
You hope not. You certainly hope not. And Nick Chubb, I think, is going to be a big key to the season, as is the health of Deshaun Watson. Like, we're going to learn a lot about this. And you know, I don't know, and it's different because we're in Cleveland, but if you are someone that's based elsewhere, that's just a sports gambler, that you like to, you know, you like to peruse the win totals, you're probably not going to touch the Browns right now because there's so many questions about Deshaun Watson. Like, the two of the most important players on this Browns roster, on this Browns offense, are coming off of surgeries that ended their year last year. And if those guys are, if they reach their potential, the Browns are going to win more than 9 games. They are. It's an easy over. If Deshaun Watson hits his potential and Nick Chubb is, what you're saying, 90% of what Nick Chubb was before, Browns are going to win 10-plus games again. Easy. If they don't, the under's in play.
Here's why I think Nick Chubb at 90% would change my projection. I think the offense would change in the middle of the year, especially if Deshaun is just still not the Deshaun of old, meaning inconsistent, flashes of brilliance here and there, but overall not one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
If that were the case, all this talk about a hybrid and Ken Dorsey, and we're going to get a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B, which, by the way, I think is a lot tougher than people are making it. I mean, everyone thinks they're just going to take the best of all the worlds, put them together, and it's going to jump off the page.
It's going to be the best of every offense ever.
That's existed.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to make a super offense with Ken Dorsey and Kevin
Stefanski. That's how some of the fans are talking.
It's ridiculous.
And I think it's a lot harder to do, especially when you've got three and outs going on in a game. Like, your plays, your catalog of plays, it just shrinks amazingly. Yes. Either way, I do think, like, by halfway through the season, if their offense is not as high octane as they thought it was going to be, with this offense being built around the quarterback, I could see a transition back to offenses of the last few years. Because if there's one thing Stefanski, I think, has shown, is they have, and I think this is very important and very underrated, I think their ability to transition the way they did last year with different offensive linemen, completely different quarterback than what you had. I mean, you can't go from... Think about it. From DTR to PJ Walker to Deshaun Watson to Joe Flacco. Like, I think they're organizationally, they have showed that they can pivot in a matter of a few days. They can pivot the entire offense.
Well, I think they probably learned a lot from the first year Watson was here with Jacoby Brissett, and then trying to pivot the offense, not only what went right, but what went wrong too. I think they probably learned a lot, and a big reason why they were successful is because they had been through a change like that before.
We promised you would absolutely hear some Michael Stanley today as the Browns kick off training camp. Finally, it is here. It's in West Virginia. Okay. It's not here in Northeast Ohio, but still counts.
Still happening.
It is happening. And to talk about her accommodations, the Greenbrier Waltz, and so much more, down in West Virginia, appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in Mary Kay Cabot. Her weekly hit. We always love hearing from Mary Kay on Thursdays, as we've built quite the relationship over the years. Mary Kay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're down there. It's year two of the Greenbrier, and we were talking before the show how drama-free this year, the offseason, and now that Amari Cooper is signed, how drama-free things are. And then Danny brought up 10 different issues with the Browns in a matter of like 20 seconds. A
lot of drama, Mary Kay.
So, Mary Kay, your level of drama going into the Greenbrier and training camp.
I think it's actually pretty low. Now that Amari is in, I don't think there is too much drama. There has been in the past, but there's really no one that's in a contract situation right now. There's no threat of any kind of even a hold in or anything like that. Most people are pretty happy with their situation. I don't really think there's much drama at all heading in. We'll see how that plays out, but so far it's pretty calm.
So some of the things that I do characterize as drama are how guys are coming back off of injuries, and obviously there are a couple of pretty important ones in Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson, with Watson returning from a surgery on his throwing shoulder this offseason. What do you expect to see from him throughout training camp? And are we going to argue about how much zip is on the football until we grow tired over the next couple of weeks?
Well, zip will be a big thing, as it always is when someone is coming off of a surgery, an arm surgery like this. And in terms of this one, we've never seen a quarterback come off of a fractured glenoid bone. So this is a first, at least a first from what I can tell. And so that is obviously going to be a daily issue. How much is he throwing? Is he throwing every other day? Is he on a pitch count? I think in the beginning, he's probably going to ramp up some. In minicamp, we did not see him do any 11-on-11s. So I would anticipate that perhaps they will start out with him maybe gearing up towards the 11-on-11s, maybe gearing up towards putting on the pads and being in every single drill. So we'll see how it goes. Some of this is governed by his own surgeon, Dr. Neil Eletrash, who works very, very closely with the Browns in coming up with this protocol. But I would think that they will play it safely in the beginning.
Are you getting a sense that the injury is going to be something we're not really talking about as we get further along in training camp? And do you think we'll see him in the preseason this year, especially with the new offense?
I don't think we will talk about the arm and the surgery as much as time goes on, because he looked so good in minicamp, and he seems to be a very fast healer. He feels really good. And it's not like with Anthony Richardson in Indy, he had a setback, had to stop throwing for a while. And I think you might see some of those things as you look around the league and time goes on a bit. But I don't know that that's going to happen with Deshaun. I think that they are being so cautious and so careful with him in ramping him up properly that they might not have any of those setbacks where he has to shut it down for a week or 2 weeks or anything like that. And I do think that it just seems like it's going really, really well, better than expected. He's ahead of schedule. And if everything continues on this trajectory, it won't be an issue.
The other high-profile injury that we always have to talk about here is Nick Chubb, who is returning from what was a gruesome knee injury week two against Pittsburgh last year, was placed on the physically unable to perform list yesterday. Mary Kay, what do you think would constitute a successful year for Nick Chubb coming off this injury?
I think, first of all, just getting back on the field and playing some football is going to be a remarkable accomplishment. And for most players in the NFL, that would be enough for a lot of people, because for him to undergo a second major knee blowout on the left knee and come back from it, that's going to be very, very tough. But it's Nick Chubb, and once again, his body is different than that of most human beings. He is a good and fast healer, and he's coming along really well. Once again, he's ahead of schedule. So the fact that they put him on active PUP means that at this moment, him trotting out for the opener is still actually a possibility. I wouldn't necessarily bet on it, but it could happen. Not that he's going to go out there and be the workhorse back. So to answer your question, I would say for him to contribute in a very meaningful way and get carries every single game, I think would be a wild success for him this season.
So you said, you know, maybe not the opener, while that is still a possibility. Does that mean we're thinking now, instead of mid to late October, the end of September, for Nick Chubb to be back playing in regular season games?
Well, he's in play right now for one of the first four games of the season. And if he is activated to practice in training camp, that means that they are holding out hope that he can play in one of those first four games, if not the opener. I'm sure they want the excitement and the euphoria of him running out between those red-eyed dogs against the Cowboys on September 8th. But, you know, if that happens, that would be great. But as of right now, they're holding out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hope they would be holding out hope that he can play in one of those first four games if you see him activated at some point during camp. If not, then he's going to miss those first four games, and he'll be more on the schedule that I think a lot of us thought, you know, he would be, which is get back out there sometime in early October.
Are you anticipating that either today is the day, or are we going to have to wait a little bit longer to figure out who's going to be calling the plays this season?
You know what? Maybe they'll get that over with and tell us right away. We're talking to Kevin after practice today, and maybe he'll just want to sort of end that distraction. It's not really a huge distraction.
It sounds like drama, Mary Kay.
No drama. But, you know, maybe he'll want to just put that thing to rest and not be asked about it all the time. Maybe he knows exactly what he wants to do already. And if so, maybe he's ready to say. So we'll see. And that, you know, that'll be interesting. It definitely will be a story for a while throughout the season. I'm sure it will be. Who knows? I mean, he might go ahead and just say, let's get this thing over with and tell everyone now.
What do you think Amari Cooper's restructured contract means for the Browns wide receiving core in 2025?
Well, a lot depends on how Amari performs in 2024. If he still hasn't shown any signs of slowing down, then he would have an excellent chance of being back here in 2025. And if it looks great early on in the season, maybe they even do something, before the season is over. So they will have some options for him, including extending him during the season, after the season. You could always franchise him. So if he still looks like the Amari Cooper that has played here for these first couple of seasons, then there is a good chance that he would be back.
Are you surprised at all that Amari was unable to get guaranteed money going forward past this season in this negotiation?
No, not really, because, I sort of felt that this was going to be the way that it would go. I had been writing about some of the options, and this was certainly one of them, to just fix up this contract a little bit and not extend yourself as a club into next year at $25, $26 million until you sort of see how this year is going to go. When you start to get to age 30 with a receiver, you really want to see how they're going to look before you make that longer-term commitment. And that's just the reality of the situation. Some players and some receivers can continue on for a long time after they turn 30. Others start to wane a bit. So I think it was smart for both sides and a win for both.
Are any of the other guys that are on the PUP list long-term concerns? Is there anything that surprised you when that came out yesterday?
Well, there were a couple of surprises, and I knew there would be. I had been writing and telling people that there would be a surprise or two, because every year there always is a surprise. We don't have to hear about injuries in the offseason. They don't have to report them. And so you never know if a guy has a little knee cleanup or something like that. So Greg with the hamstring was a surprise, and then Dalvin Tomlinson with a knee was a surprise. But these guys are supposed to be activated at some point during training camp. That's the thought. That's the feeling. And it doesn't seem like anything that's going to linger on into the season. Now, some of them might end up going on reserve PUP at some time, which means they will have to miss the first four games. But at this point, everyone has a chance to come back.
Mary Kay, what else are you going to be doing at the Greenbrier? Because Daryl told us there's some scheduled off days. He was looking for things to do. He wasn't sure if golf was going to make sense, a little too expensive, you know, at the resort. What is Mary Kay scheduled to be doing when you have some free time?
Well, first of all, you don't just have to golf at the resort if you choose to golf. There are other places to golf here. But I don't know if I'll do that or not. And then some of us are going to play pickleball on Sunday here on the first off day. And then there's another off day on Wednesday. Generally, I work on my off days during training camp because we have to produce content 7 days a week. An off day for the players isn't really an off day for us. So I will still be taping a podcast, writing stories, taping a video on those off days, and just continuing to provide as much content as we possibly can. But we'll have some fun. It's a cute little town, Lewisburg. We don't actually stay at the Greenbrier. I hope people don't think that we're spending $400 and $500 a night to be down here. We are not staying at the Greenbrier. We are at a nice little place in Lewisburg, which is a cute little town. I think it's billed as the best small town in America, with all kinds of little restaurants and shops and some bars. And so somehow, some way, we managed to have some fun in Lewisburg.
Will you go to the underground bunker at the Greenbrier?
Well, because everyone asks me if I'm going to, one of these days or one of these years, I'm going to have to do that. And I didn't do it last year. I didn't have time. But this year I would love to see it if I do have time. And I feel like I can't come home a second straight year without going into the bunker. So my plan is to do it.
It sounds like, Mary Kay, because of the content machine that you are forced to take part in, that we do need to find some drama for you. So what if I give you Wyatt Teller saying he's finally excited to play football again in the Tyler Dunn interview when he was, you know, openly saying that maybe Bill Callahan wasn't always a walk in the park when it came to getting ready for the football season? How about that?
Well, Bill was hard on the guys, and that's one of the reasons why they got so good. I mean, would Wyatt Teller have achieved the great heights that he did at his position without Bill Callahan? Probably not. He was very hard on Wyatt and the other guys. I watched him coach these guys really, really hard. Would DeJuan Jones have been the player that he was last year without Bill Callahan coming down so hard on him? I watched it from day one in minicamp, and it continued on through here at the Greenbrier, where DeJuan just took his helmet off once and just whipped it to the ground because he wasn't able to do the drill exactly the way that Bill Callahan wanted him to. But that's what a perfectionist is, and that is why this line has been so good. So we'll see. I mean, I think Andy Dickerson is going to be an excellent, excellent coach, but those guys were who they were largely because of Bill.
Mary Kay, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy your time. Take care. If you see Daryl wandering the street, he's looking for things to do. If you see Daryl, just, you know, Take him out.
Make him play pickleball with you.
Oh, pickleball would be great.
I want to see Daryl play pickleball.
I think he's on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Mary Kay, who's the favorite in the Cleveland Browns media pickleball tournament?
You know, I have never actually played the game, so I don't know. I think most of us are trying it for the first time, so I don't know. It's not going to be me.
Mary Kay,
it's probably not going to be me.
They removed the basketball courts right there in Bay Village because of the explosion of pickleball fanaticism all over the place. And there might have been an incident, too, on the basketball courts.
No.
So now it's pickleball central over there. So perhaps, you know, one of these mornings on an off day, we'll get over there. There's
okay.
A lot of pickleball going on.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. We thank her as always. We try to create some drama for her. She's not buying it at all.
We associate drama with finances, and there's not financial drama right now. The Browns have taken care of all of that, and that's a great thing for this team, but that doesn't mean that they're drama-free. The play calling thing, that is the thing that people have asked the question about the most all offseason. Who's going to call plays? That question's been asked of Kevin Stefanski every single year, and there never really was drama when Alex Van Pelt was the OC, but now that they've got a new offensive coordinator, I think that's legitimate drama. When Nick Chubb is going to return, that is legitimate drama. Just because it's not necessarily in, I do think that the offensive coordinator thing can be a distraction, but just because all the other stuff isn't something that can be looked at as a distraction doesn't mean it's not dramatic.
By the way, $47 to take part in the Greenbrier Bunker Tour. Now, they do have private tours that cost in the thousands of dollars, but, you know, it's more of a group thing and no cameras.
Well, Plain Dealer's got three reporters there, maybe four.
I'm surprised.
It's expensive.
Well, Daryl made it sound like we'd have to do a GoFundMe for him or something to get him in the bunker. It's $47.
Why don't you Venmo him?
Not in the mood for that today.
I'll have him. You know what? I've compensated him before for his photography, so why not?
But he can't take a camera down there.
I know. That's the only thing.
This is Achilles' heel.
That is going to be a problem. You know, you never know when it comes to some of these characters in sports who love and relish the cameras, moments when they go viral. And the following player is somebody who, from the moment he got drafted, was he a second-round pick?
Yeah.
Keon Coleman for the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah. I think he was in the 30s somewhere.
Wide receiver from Florida State, and he could be a steal for them in the second round. I mean, there's some big expectations for him, but from the moment that he started doing videos and doing press conferences, I mean, the internet has fallen in love with him. He does seem like a genuine, fun character. So that brings us to his contract signing, which was this on one of the reality shows or their in-house
I think it
production?
Was an in-house thing. It was when they were asking him, you know, what do you do for fun outside of football? He talked about golf. He said, I'm not Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Wish He Could. Stuff like that. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
That was an in-house thing.
Okay, so he's signing his contract and $10 million. Very few of us. Now, we sign contracts in the media, but very few of us can relate to something like this. Like, hey, here's your $10 million contract and your $5 million signing bonus. Sign on the dotted line, right? It's the only thing that I can even remotely compare it to is when we were finishing the mortgage and the 55 documents that we had to sign to do that with the title and everything.
But on that one, you had to give people a bunch of money. He gets a lot of money for
he's
this.
Escrow's a funky thing, Danny.
And, you know, these state by state, I guess, in reading the comments, state by state, certain states are very finicky about the signing process for stuff. Well, this is very different. This is an NFL contract. The cameras are on him. And here is the video.
I got a question. We signature, I'm going to put my whole name on kind of signs. Whichever way you know, you sign it. I'm saying, like, I'm signing an autograph or, like, I'm gonna sign an autograph and put my whole name. Like, I put your whole name. Right, see that what I was asking?
So he's asking, I'm used to giving
like
my signature.
I get this. How I sign things. So when I was in the military, I worked on airplanes. You had every airplane has a big book of documents and you have to sign every action that you do. And so I just did, it was an O, an M, my middle initial, and an L, and they're swooping and quick lines. And I did that for a house thing, and they were like, well, how do we know that's you? And I'm like, because I sign it this way every time. I'm not going to dispute it. They're like, no, we need to be able to see all of the letters in your signature. And I said, can I print it? And they go, no. You have to
So you just had to write your name.
But that's not how I sign things.
Right. That's not a signature.
So if you came to me 5 years from now and go, this thing that shows every single letter in cursive, did you write that? I'd say no, because I never sign anything.
Like I think a signature is a way to get away with writing your name without actually writing your full name. Like my signature is sort of like a capital D, a bunch of scribbles, a capital C, and a bunch of scribbles. Like it's not, you don't know that it actually says Danny Cunningham.
Right.
Like you can make out, you can kind of make out the Y because it loops around and sort of underlines the rest of my first name. But you, it's not like actually all spelled out.
Yeah, like Kenny has.
I'm sure his is exquisite.
Great. Well, he's been working on it since age 4.
Like not only is his so good, he's actually developed one for you.
He's made one for me. I just haven't practiced it because I have zero signature. I have no way to do it. So Keon Coleman's 21, and people are ripping him. They're calling him stupid. They're like, oh, did he even go to school? And I'm at a loss. I don't understand how one thing has anything to do with the other. Like, this has nothing to do with intellect. He's 21 years old. We're in a society that is at the least formal it has ever been. Mm-hmm. Look at how people dress up for work now. They don't. Look at how people dress up to go out. They don't. You could go to weddings now, and people are just wearing jeans and a shirt. Like, we are not in the same realm as even when I was young, even like 20 years ago, how different things are. So... And maybe you yearn for that. Maybe some people say, I wish it were like that again. When it comes to this, like, I can totally understand Keon Coleman, who has been signing. And remember, there's NIL now. These guys are doing autograph signings like crazy. I remember Dustin Fox would tell me about how he would get carpal tunnel signing so many autographs after they won the national championship.
And he wasn't even getting paid.
Well,
that's true. Wait. I'm not on the right page.
They're not taking away that championship. I don't care. They're not retroactively taking away the championship based on some things Dustin might have got. Either way, like, these guys are all signing their signature.
Yeah, over and over and over and over again.
I don't know why anybody would be shocked that he would think otherwise on something like this. Do you think Keon Coleman has written a check in his lifetime?
No, absolutely not. No, I don't have a checkbook.
You don't even have a checkbook?
No, I used to. The only things I've ever written checks for in my entire life are the first apartment I had living in Madison, Wisconsin. I had to pay via check. Like, there was not an online portal where I could go on and just make an electronic payment. Since then, I've not written a check. I don't have a checkbook. Everything I pay for is either with my
Mitch, do you have a
my
checkbook?
Credit card or cash.
You're younger than Danny.
I do have a checkbook, but unlike your first apartment, Danny, I just... pay for my apartment electronically. No checks.
Well, what do you use your checkbook for? Anything?
When I pay my taxes, when I pay my send my payments in, that's the only thing I can think of.
See, for that, like, I'll go get a money order from the bank.
I have a checkbook. It does not have my current address that I've owned the house for 4 years.
Yeah, mine doesn't have my address either.
How often do you guys write checks?
Mine is 4 moves ago, and I'm not throwing them away to get a new address. I am not changing that. And also, I do not even put my full name in the signature. And it's not like they don't go through. Like, nobody cares. So I think anybody making fun of Keon Coleman in this situation, you're probably just older and you're from a different time. I could totally get this.
And also, if you're Keon Coleman, you're signing a document that's going to give you $10 million. He probably wants to make sure he gets it right. Like, he probably wants to make sure that he doesn't have to go back and do this again.
That's
like,
why he's asking. That's why he's asking for clarity.
I have no problem
with
him asking this at all.
Now, I know. Whoever the suit is, I don't know if that's their GM or whoever it is, their CFO. I'm not sure, but I think he's like, what?
It's the accountant.
He's probably very confused how there could be any need for this. But it is kind of a funny moment, and I'm telling you, I got his back on this. I could totally understand why this would be the case. All right.
Yeah, I get it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!